SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It is a scene we have witnessed time after time, former President Trump firing up an enthusiastic crowd at one of his signature campaign rallies. At today's event in Fort Dodge, Iowa, Mr. Trump described Joe Biden as a willing pawn of other countries, including Communist China.
Crooked Joe is weak on China because Crooked Joe is owned by China. He's owned by China. Does anybody know that? He's a corrupt politician and he's totally compromised.
That rally carried live on C-SPAN. SpaceX earlier today launching its mega rocket Starship, although it lost both the booster and the spacecraft, a pair of explosions just minutes into the test flight. SpaceX commentator Kate Tice says despite the explosion, a lot of useful information will be gleaned from that launch.
What, honestly, such an incredibly successful day. Even though we did have a RUD or a rapid unscheduled disassembly of both the Super Heavy booster and the ship, that's great. We got so much data, and that will all help us to improve for our next flight.
Also at SRNNews.com, a chaotic scene at Gaza's largest hospital as patients, staffers, and others evacuate the facility now under Israeli control.
Clearly, there are further moves now to evacuate people in the hospital, and we've had a local journalist who has been at the hospital telling us in the last few minutes that he says, in his words, we have left the hospital, the group he's with. The hospital was evacuated except for patients who could not move and a very small number of doctors. He says, we raised our hands and carried white flags. Last night was very difficult. The sounds of explosions and gunfire was terrifying. The bulldozers created huge holes 40 meters deep in the hospital yard and swept away some buildings.
The BBC's Tom Bateman, Israel's military, says the hospital was used as a base for Hamas terrorism. This is SRN News. California wants to help men give birth.
State lawmakers are considering a bill that would require health insurance companies to provide drugs to male patients to treat what the legislation calls their, quote, infertility. This is all about transgenderism, of course, although it does get a little confusing. The bill states that coverage for the treatment of infertility shall be provided without discrimination on the basis of gender, gender expression, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Christmas war is about to heat up again. Christian legal groups are preparing for what's become an annual storm of lawsuits challenging the display of nativity scenes on properties across the country. The Freedom From Religion Foundation and other leading atheist groups spend much of November and December trying to scrub America's Christmas celebrations of any imagery representing the real reason for the season. Liberty Counsel, among legal groups that will counter the atheists' efforts. This is SRN News. There's a newly diagnosed canine respiratory ailment.
Veterinary laboratories in several states are investigating an unusual respiratory illness in dogs. Oregon, Colorado, and New Hampshire are among the states that have seen cases of the illness. It does not respond to antibiotics. Symptoms include coughing, sneezing, nasal or eye discharge, and lethargy. Veterinarians are encouraging pet owners to basic precautions like not having as much contact with other dogs and making sure the pets are up to date on their vaccinations. Labs across the country have been sharing their findings as they try to pinpoint the culprit. Keith Peters reporting.
Painful belt tightening underway at Amazon, the company cutting hundreds of jobs in the unit that handles its popular voice assistant, Alexa. The move comes as Amazon devotes more resources to cutting-edge artificial intelligence, Amazon recently launching a host of new AI initiatives. More details, SRNNews.com.